It's Friday, July 14th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, Charlie Gard's parents stormed out of a London courtroom after the judge said that they wanted their 11-month-old son to die. Chris Gard, Charlie's father, said, quote, "I thought this was supposed to be independent," unquote. The world is watching Charlie Gard's parental rights court case as the government plans to determine the fate of the child's life this week at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. The family spokesman, Alistair Seaton Marsden, said through tears that this has been a very long fight.
"We are continuing to spend every moment working around the clock to save our dear baby Charlie. We've been requesting this specialised treatment since November and never asked the hospital, the courts, or anyone for anything except for the permission to go."
One expert in court said yesterday that there was a 90% chance of the treatment crossing the blood-brain barrier and a 56% chance of it generating muscular recovery in Charlie. Another expert put the chances of the treatment crossing the blood-brain barrier at 100% and the chances of increasing mitochondrial DNA at 60%. A California judge has slapped the attorneys in the David DeLeiden pro-life journalism case with contempt of court after they tried to show two videos to the court. DeLeiden is charged with violating California's eavesdropping statute for undercover interviews conducted with Planned Parenthood. Interestingly, the judge in the case is a board member of a women's resource center that partners with Planned Parenthood in San Francisco, according to LifeSite News. Smells like a conflict of interest. Eugene Peterson, a minister in the Presbyterian Church USA and author of the pseudo-Bible called The Message, now says he supports the marriage of men who are involved in unnatural relations. Peterson told Religion News Service he has come to know many homosexuals who, quote, "have as good a spiritual life as I do," unquote. The Lifeway bookstore chain is considering pulling his books. Last year, cremations outnumbered burials in America for the first time. A World Magazine article suggests the trend may be due to the rootlessness of modern society. Only 37% of Americans still live in their hometown. Cremation is cheaper and religious rooting has weakened. Most Christian denominations are open to the practice, but Christians really do believe 1 Corinthians 15:42, "The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption." The American church may have its detractors, but it still has a better reputation than the media by twice the percentage. According to a recent Pew Research study, 59% of Americans still have a positive impression of the church, while only 28% approve of the mainstream media. College has fallen off into more disrepute as well. Only 36% of Republicans favor college, down from 58% 7 years ago. Democrats, however, are more enthusiastic about college than ever. 72% now favor the left-leaning institution in America. And only 10% of Republicans have a favorable view of the media, down from 24% 10 years ago. That compares to 44% of Democrats who still like the mainstream media, and no doubt love Rachel Maddow. The U.S. Senate is going one more round on the health care reform bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is incorporating amendments offered by Senator Ted Cruz that would sweeten the deal for conservatives. These include the Consumer Freedom Amendment, which allows a choice of insurance plans and health savings accounts. Muslims outnumbered Christian immigrants from foreign nations in 2016, but the trend has changed according to a report issued by Pew Research. Between February and June, the Muslim-Christian ratio changed from 50 to 41 to 31 to 50.